5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I want to start things out tonight with an update. Mark, you've been telling us over the past several weeks about your upcoming lawsuit that you have filed against your town that you live in here in New Hampshire. And it was in regards to property taxes. You wanted to get some questions answered that you have about the nature of property taxes and, you know, how the obligation was created upon you to pay them. Some, you know, pretty tough, challenging questions for the government people to answer. And you had filed a lawsuit in the hopes that it would give you some one-on-one time with a judge or something like that, wherein you could actually...
A jury to, you know, argue my case in front of.
Right. Well, not that the jury could answer your questions, but you want to get your questions answered, right?
Well, I know what the answers to the questions are, really. I mean, you know, we're an armed gang of thugs, and you will pay us. You are our serf.
That certainly seems to be the answer. But you want them to say it.
Right. I'd like them to say that, and I'd like them to say that in front of a jury, so a jury will say, yeah, no, this isn't the way that America's supposed to run.
Now, you'd gone through the process of filing the lawsuit. A court date had been scheduled. It was not for a jury trial. It was for some other, you know, hearing, some administrative hearing of some sort. And last night, after the show, you told me that it looks like you might be pulling the lawsuit at this point. And what was the conversation you had that led you to coming to that, almost coming to that conclusion?
I was talking to the other lawyer, and there are conflicting laws here in New Hampshire. There's one law that says that they have to deliver your tax bill to you, and they have not yet done that. And it's, you know, if they don't do that and then they try to, you know, do something to you, then it's, you know, it's a $5 fine for the tax collector. Well, they didn't do that, but there are conflicting laws as to apparently the onus doesn't lie on the tax collector to find out for some reason who owns the property. So, you know, if the title company does not, you know, I don't know, I'm not going to blame my title company. I have no idea what transpired. You know, maybe the paperwork was sent to the town office and it just never got anywhere. I don't know.
Sure.
So, you know, the apparently there's no onus upon the tax collector, according to this this lawyer, whom, you know, I sort of believe and I sort of don't. You know, they're basically, we didn't have to do that.
Now, and this lawyer is the lawyer for the town.
For the town, right. He's the bad guy. Not really. He seems like a fine guy. But, you know, he's on the other team.
That he's a lawyer working for the government.
Understood. So what he did point out is that he said, you're going to lose. And
that's pretty much, I figured that was going to be a given.
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
Their court.
I didn't have a problem with that, but when I do lose, then I'm responsible for the court costs of the town. So the town.
And you signed an agreement that said that you'd be responsible for those things?
No. What difference does it make? You're going into a courtroom, Ian. You don't have to sign an agreement for anything. The judge passes down a fiat of some sort, and then you obey it or not.
Wow.
So, no, I didn't sign that, but that's going to be the situation. And
so,
then,
I mean, what do you think that would cost? I mean, that could be a lot of money. Lawyers are hundreds of dollars an hour.
Right.
And this guy could...
$300 an hour.
He could just come up with a number off the top of his head, right? Because he's not... There's no way that you can verify that... I mean, if you go into that court and the judge says, you know, sorry, you lose, Mark, and all right, now you have to pay this guy's bill, he can just fabricate a bill
He can come up with a number off the top of his head and then double it, and then I've got to pay it.
Right. Because you don't know if it took him 20 hours or 200 hours to do the research.
Right. Likely it won't be $10,000. But I'll bet you it's going to come into the thousands of dollars.
Seems likely, yeah.
And
so that's quite a financial disincentive,
right? I don't have that to just be tossing around. So,
right? And that won't count towards your property taxes either.
That counts towards the lawyer's paycheck. That's what that counts for.
So odds are good you're going to pull the lawsuit at this point. And I understand completely where you're coming from. I would also advocate the same thing. I don't think that it. I don't think there was ever a chance, much of a chance of success using their own court system.
I didn't expect there to be either.
I think if you want to get answers to your questions, you just have to ask them publicly, and then shine the light on them for not answering them. If there's anything that's going to pressure them into answering these questions, it's going to be the light of day on their cockroach-like activities. So shining light on, as much light as possible on these people is, I think, one of the only solutions. Because we know they don't want to talk. We know they don't want to answer these questions. Because to answer the questions we're asking would reveal, or at least to answer them in the way that we think they would be answered, would reveal that what they are. And that is a gang of people threatening innocent people with violence. Now, I don't think they're going to answer that way. I don't believe they want to answer that way.
I don't think they think that way.
No, I don't think so either. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they answer these questions, because I think what you're going to see happen here is more people are going to ask them. I posted my questions that I'm asking them currently over at freekeen.com, and we've been talking about it all week on the program. And there are some of the responses over the Free Keen forum have basically been, wow, this is pretty exciting. One guy said he was looking forward to the day when a whole bunch of people are asking similar questions. And so what if a bunch of people start asking the same questions and people start paying attention to the fact that these bureaucrats aren't answering? Because if we don't get answers, we're going to publicize the fact that the answers have not been given, and then we're going to continue to press to get those answers. Because as long as they want to threaten us, see, it's not us initiating anything against them. They have threatened us by threatening our houses. In that if you don't pay property taxes, we are going to take your home.
Well, they would say that, what a bureaucrat would say to that is, well, you agreed to it. You essentially knew this was going to happen. Not agreed.
They haven't said any of that yet. They haven't answered anything.
Right, but you knew this was going to happen when you taxes were given. You've paid your taxes up to this point. You knew all this stuff was going to happen.
If I knew...
To them, I would say, that's like saying, you can... come here and let us punch you in the nose, or you can go to the next town and let them kick you in the shin, or
right,
wherever, because everywhere in America they have these taxes.
Yeah, well, if I'm certain that if I walk down a dark black alley, if I'm certain that I'm going to get mugged because I know it's a gang member's territory, does that mean that that they are no longer responsible for being muggers? Just because I know they're there, and that they're willing to victimize me?
They do good things with the money they steal. They do good things with the money they steal. What about the children?
No, they don't do good things. Maybe, fixing a pothole occasionally is a good thing, but they don't, for the most part, do good things. What they're doing with my money is putting pot smokers in jail, arresting kids for underage drinking, and indoctrinating the youth of the Keene, New Hampshire area with pro-government inside the system mentality and beliefs, and dumbing kids down. And I don't agree one bit with any of that. So more people are going to move here. More people are going to start questioning. Eventually we're going to have people just not pay. And then they're going to really be put into quite a corner. Because then they're going to either have to actually show their violence. It's one thing to answer questions. It's another thing to actually kick people out of their homes. Well, speaking of kicking people out of their homes, they've... not really gone and kicked people out of their homes in Madison, but property taxes have become an issue. Madison, Wisconsin, of course, there was some flooding recently.
Yeah.
In the Iowa, Wisconsin, I think it's somewhere. I'm not sure what all the states were that were affected, but there have been some problems. And this was in regards to a Lake Delton flood, so I don't even know if it's the same flood. I don't know which lakes flooded and which ones didn't, but the point is flooding was going on in the Lake Delton area of Madison. And what happened to these people as a result in regards to the property that they had that was destroyed and the taxes? We'll find out more here in moments, but first we go to your phone calls unscreened to the amp line. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mike from Wisconsin.
Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a interesting experience I just wanted to share. When I was out last night with some of my friends,
okay,
went out to a hookah bar.
Yes.
And we stopped at a gas station, and there was a gentleman there who many people would say looked thuggish.
Thuggish?
Yeah, had the gangster stuff on, which you would call a Uyghur.
Was he working at the gas station or just buying stuff?
No, he was just hanging outside.
Okay.
I was sitting in the car. My friend was in there using the bathroom, and I happened to have a concealed handgun in the waistband of his pants.
Things are getting interesting. Hang on, we'll come back with your story in moments here. 800-259-9231, plus what happened to property owners in the Madison area after a flood. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And I guess the live streams also technically include the cam feed, which we've been tweaking a bit over the last couple of days. I purchased a new camcorder. Actually, it's not really a camcorder. It's one of those little handheld palm cam things, real kind of small, tiny little things. But you never know it because it looks pretty nice. The picture is crisper than it was before. It's not the best possible picture. We're going to maybe work on upgrading that a little bit on into the future. But
crispy pictures.
But the last one we had a problem with a focus issue where it would pull out of focus during the middle of the show. And so having a crisper picture is much better. So check that out at cam.freetalklive.com. You can listen live and watch the cam as well. That again, cam.freetalklive.com. It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Get a funny, sexy, clever t-shirt at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at JumpTees.com. Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants. 800-259-9231 is our number. We go back to Mike in Wisconsin. You are on the AMP line, and Mike, you were telling us you at the gas station recently where you saw somebody who was kind of dressed gangsta style, and you noticed there was a gun in, I guess, in his belt loop or something like that. Where was the gun?
Yeah, it was, like, tucked into his waistband.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there in the car, and I'm having one of those moral dilemmas. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but in Wisconsin, it is under you supposedly in Wisconsin somehow don't have the right to concealed carry.
Okay. So he was was he concealed or was he open carrying?
It was concealed. I just saw it because he reached for something in his pocket, picked up his shirt, went in there, I saw it flapping out there. And so I decided, well, you know, the heck with the law. He's got the right to concealed carry if he wants.
Sure.
And make a long story short, nothing happened.
Oh, great.
You never hear about people concealed carrying guns and doing nothing wrong with them. So I thought I'd bring one of those up that there's a gas station that someone carried a gun into and didn't do anything wrong with it.
So he didn't rob the gas station or hold
didn't
you
rob
up.
The
or...
gas station didn't do anything.
Just wanted
really stupid like.
He just wanted to feel safe.
I guess
that's okay. Very good, man. Anything
but
else?
Just like that, you have to carry something to keep yourself safe.
Mike, you got anything else you wanted to share?
No, I just thought it was an interesting observation.
Yeah, and then the question, of course, becomes, well, how many people are safely out there concealed carrying on a daily basis where you are? How many people are doing the very same thing and no one would ever know it because they're totally peaceful and they're only, you know, waiting for a chance to defend themselves instead of trying to offend someone or trying to harm someone? And, of course, that question will never be answered. There's no way to know how many people in our general vicinity or in our area are concealed carrying. And that's, as long as it's legal, there's a good chance there's a decent amount of people doing it. You know, one out of something. No, it's all speculation. And that's a good thing because you want the criminals to be speculating on that, too. Whereas if they're in a place where it's been outlawed, like in New York City or
less
Washington, D.C., then, well, you're probably, you know, one out of every 500 people or one out of every 100 people instead of one out of 10 or one out of 5 or something like that. And so the criminals feel a lot safer in the places where the government has done all their gun banning for them.
Sure, they know the good people out there are not obeying the laws.
Thank you, Mike, for your call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Ladies, we go to Gene on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hi. I read where Brzezinski had picked Obama before Obama decided to run.
Who's Brzezinski?
You know.
No,
I don't. I don't really pay much attention to the political dogs out there.
Okay.
I don't.
It
doesn't really interest me very much. It seems to me they're all the same person, so they're all a bunch of sickos that want to control our lives. So, you know, whatever one name is versus another name, they all blend together for me. But what's your point? Who is this guy?
Well, then I wanted to mention that I read in the American Free Press that he won't show his birth certificate, so question.
Obama. Who are we talking? Oh, Obama won't show it.
So there's some question as to whether he was born in Kenya or Hawaii.
Well, now isn't there a question about John McCain as to whether or not he was born on a military base or elsewhere? I don't know.
Military base was.
Does it matter, really? I mean, does it matter? I mean, it's all very interesting, but clearly they've already qualified to run for president, so That's that, right? I mean, if it turns out that, let's say the election goes through, and it turns out, okay, Obama wins, the election is over, and then somebody says, hey, he wasn't born in America. Okay, so then Obama's out, and whoever's vice presidential candidate is in. Maybe they have a special election, and they elect some other goon, and another gangster gets elected. I mean, they're all the same.
They're all gangsters, right.
So why is this even an issue? Why do you care?
Well, if he is a Kenyan citizen, I don't think he should be running for president.
But didn't you just admit that it doesn't really matter anyway? Because
it
all
matters to me.
Gangsters? Why does it matter?
I'd like to see him removed from the race. You know, it'd be very interesting to see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, but they made a big deal about McCain.
At least
he had two
parents
that were citizens. Obama's only got one that was a citizen, and she was only 18 when she had him.
Well, I don't know the 18 part matters, but
why does it all matter? Why does it matter? I mean,
it
if he's
matter,
out of the race,
though,
then some other goon is in
the
race. No, it doesn't matter.
It's
because
the Constitution. Look, yes, I understand. You can see the
Constitution. You have to be born in the United States.
But so what? So they replace Obama with another guy that was born in the United States who believes the same damn things. I just don't understand what the point of all this is. I mean, who cares? Why would anyone spend any of their time thinking about this?
How do you know they would would the Democrats replace him? Or would in fact, McCain get it because he was the next highest?
Does it matter? Either way, we're going to get bigger government, more intrusiveness, more spending, more taxation.
It depends on the type of government we're going to get. Are we going to get bigger government Democrat style or bigger government Republican style?
Damn
style.
Difference. Either way,
because
they control
there's types
your life.
Of government out there.
Not
there's
really,
bigger,
man.
Bigger Democrat government and bigger Republican government.
And government's gotten bigger under Republicans.
I understand you're nonplussed about the presidential office.
You
but
act like
it
this
damn
matters.
Sure matters.
No, it doesn't. You know, you act like it matters, but if anything, you can argue that Republican government grows faster and larger than Democrat government is. So if you're concerned about
I'm
this,
not making that argument.
You're not making what argument?
That Republican government grows faster and larger than Democrat government. I'm not. I'm saying it matters, though.
What matters?
Oh, God. What are we talking about, dude?
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
We're talking about who's going to be president, and if Barack Obama's unqualified, then it matters.
Okay. There you go. It matters. Let's get all excited about it. Hey, he's not a real qualified
You're the
candidate.
One getting excited
blah,
about
blah,
it
blah.
Not mattering.
I'm not getting excited. I'm asking the questions to why it matters.
You're being combative
I'm
with the lady
asking
who's,
the question.
Who's saying
I'm
that
not being combative, Mark. It's asking a question. Why does this matter? Well, it matters because he's not a citizen. But it doesn't matter because in the long run, whether he's elected or John McCain's elected or Hillary Clinton steps in his place or whoever the hell it is that's running under the label Republican or Democrat, it won't matter when, in the long run. They're all interchangeable. The message is the same every 4 years. I want change. Well, I want change. We're going to do something for you. We're going to give you something. Okay, elect me. All right, elect me. And then you elect whoever the hell it is, and nothing changes except for the fact that government gets bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are on the site, and they are totally free, and they include the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop. When there's something you need to know fresh about the about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. For free, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, LLCs, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
So government people, they like to pretend like they care. And maybe some of them do care about other people in their personal lives. I don't doubt that. You know, government people have kids just like anybody else has a kid. And they have friends and they have family. And I'm sure they care about their friends and children and family. So in their personal lives, I don't doubt that many government bureaucrats be caring individuals. But in their role as government bureaucrats, they have no responsibility for their actions or very little. And they, as a result of having no responsibility for the things that they do, they don't tend to really care that much about you, one of their customers, one of the people that's paying their salary via your property taxes or sales tax or income tax or whatever. In this case, we're going to talk about property taxes here. Patrick Marley at JSOnline.com, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting. The people who lost their homes last month in the Lake Delton flood are hearing more grim news. They're going to have to pay the entire tax bill for their homes, even though their property no longer exists.
Nice.
Lake Delton Village Clerk Treasurer Kay McAsey said property taxes are owed for the value of the property as it existed on January 1st, 6 months before the flood wiped out 5 homes and drained the lake. Maxey said the village officials want to review how they could help those affected, but State Department of Revenue spokes bureaucrat Meredith Helgerson says there are no exceptions to the law that says properties are taxed based on their January 1st values. Quote, unfortunately, there's nothing that can be done for those folks.
Sorry to hear about your troubles.
Yeah, too bad. Our laws say that we can't help you in any way. We can't just waive these taxes just because you've lost your home.
They seem to arbitrarily come up with the numbers for the taxes. Why not arbitrarily just get rid of them?
We've got to follow the law, Mark. Don't you understand? It's the law. These people...
They don't follow the law.
No, you're right. You're right. They only follow the law when it's convenient for them to follow the law. Don Kubinick, one who was one of those who lost their homes June 9th, said he thought the village should cut his tax bill in half because his home and the ground it stood on disappeared midway through the year. Kubinick paid about $7,000 in property taxes last year for a home worth about $1 million. He said he was tired of not getting firm answers from local, state, and federal officials. He said this morning, I'm getting calls back, but no answers. They keep referring you to people, to this, to that, to this, to that. Gee, that doesn't sound familiar, does it? Oh, no, that's what about happens whenever you call any government bureaucracy. It's always pass the buck. It's not my job. It's somebody else's responsibility. You're lucky when you call a government bureaucracy if you can get anybody on the phone that actually has an answer to your question.
And usually they're coming up with the answer off the top of their head, and the answer for whatever it is you want to do is no.
That much is true. And it does tend to be easier with a smaller government, so like a small town government, probably easier to get in touch with someone that it will at least try to answer your questions than the sort of the big, more obtuse, more obscure government. So the size can be a factor there. Anyway, the news about property taxes is a new frustration on top of a steady stream of bad news. Kubinick said... And other homeowners said they couldn't get flood insurance because the village opted out for free federal flood insurance in 2001 in the midst of a dispute with FEMA over where the floodplain lies. Now, Kubinick said he's been told he isn't eligible for any FEMA money because his primary residence is in another place. Kubinick, who is 68, built the Lake Delton retirement home 4 years ago. He and his wife, Darlene, have been living there half-time and plan to make it their primary residence once Don retires as a mechanical contractor. He said that FEMA offered Kubinick a low-interest loan. He said, to me, it's one screwed-up outfit. I don't need another payment. I need money. Is this what you work your whole life for, to wind up with zero? Tina Picard, a neighbor who also lost her home in the flood, said FEMA has told her she may qualify for about $27,000 because she's a year-round resident. That's little solace, and she's now learned she has to pay full property taxes as well as the cost of removing what remains of her home. So not only are these people having to deal with the tragedy of losing their homes and cleaning up the mess afterwards, but now the property tax bill has come due, and the government bureaucrats want 100%. Of course, I guess they don't have to be too concerned about anything being taken from them at this point. So, I mean, at this point, you might as well just not pay it. Although I guess you could maybe sell it and get something out of it, but still, what a mess. She and her husband, Tom, have also been paying the mortgage on the flattened house. She said, I just feel so out of control. We're being told very, very little about just about nothing, she said.
Hmm.
And that's
these
the story.
People. You know, they've lost their homes, and you know, they look to the government. People look to the government to help them. The government's supposed to be there, but they have no responsibility to help you. Pay your property taxes, citizen. Sorry about what's going on with you. Pay your property taxes.
Apparently, the responsibility is all on you to pay their bills that they demand of you.
It sounds to me like you should just let them, you know, put a lien on, and you can have it.
Well, I mean, if it's really flooded, I mean, if the lake has gotten bigger and it's sucked up your property, then you might as well at that point, because there's nobody going to buy that. I mean, you're not going to be able to sell flooded property too easily on the market.
You might be able to sell it to a fisherman, right?
Yeah.
For a couple of bucks.
What a mess, huh? So there you go. Just figured I'd share that with you, even in the one of the
until
worst
times.
Until
he finds out that the town wants to tax you for it.
Even in the midst of tragedy. Even in the worst, one of the worst possible times that can face a homeowner after, you know, the aftermath of a natural disaster, the government people prove that they don't give a flip about you and your situation. All they care about is their precious property tax bills and that whether or not you pay it, suckers.
Yeah, that's what they care about.
Let's continue here to your calls to the Amp Line Unscreened. Who's this? Amp Line, you're
hey,
on the air.
Seth.
It's who?
Yeah.
Hello, who are you?
Jeff in New Jersey.
Jeff in New Jersey, what's on your mind?
You know, I called last week about converting my wife to the ideals of liberty and freedom, right?
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, it hasn't gone so well. I got Mary Ruart's book on order, actually.
Excellent. But excellent choice.
I was in the Navy for 6 years, and a Navy friend of mine came over last night, and we got talking about politics.
Uh-oh.
And it, It was out of control. I mean, I was trying to, you know, maintain myself in the most reserved manner, but still make points. And he was just like, he's a total Barack Obama supporter, by the way.
Did you find any, and before you go on telling us the lowlights of your conversation, were you able to find areas of agreement and emphasize those? Because that can be very helpful when you're persuading somebody, whether they, you know, they're coming from the Democrats or Republicans or wherever, or non-voters, you know, wherever it is they're coming from, there's inevitably going to be things they agree with pro-liberty people on, and it's important to find those areas of agreement and emphasize that you agree in this area. And then go and show them how the same principles of why you agree in that one area apply in the area that you disagree. That can be helpful, and I'm wondering if you had that opportunity.
Somewhat. You know, I remember on one of the past shows, somebody made the point about, with the whole, if you don't like it, then get out of here question, you know, if Martin Luther King Jr. didn't like it, should he have just left?
And good question.
So, yeah, you know, he posed that question to me, you know, if, why are you here if you don't like it? And I said, well, Martin Luther King Jr. didn't like what he was going through, and he didn't leave. He stood and fought for what he thought was right. So why should I have to leave, you know? And he stops. He was in his tire. He stops, and he's like, that's a really good point.
Yeah, damn good point.
I'm like, yeah, I know it is. Okay. But that was after that. He just got back from his tirade boat and floated on. I mean,
well, you know, the fact that you stopped him for a moment there, and I don't know if you have more to share, but hang on.
You never know how these things are going to affect people and when they get to thinking about stuff.
Yeah, it's down the line. I mean, you could see the gears turning in that instant, and you can imagine that hopefully that night when he's laying in bed trying to go to sleep, the gears were turning a little more. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right?
First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. $3 a month is all it'll cost, and it's kind of like an investment in the future of liberty in a way, because what we do with the money is we take it in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, and therefore get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, now on over 40 stations from coast to coast, in fact, internationally. And we bring more internet listeners on board to, again, introduce new people all the time to the message of freedom. And if that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month and listening to the show is worth $3 a month, we'll sweeten the pot with some perks, too. You get the Ampleny call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But it makes a big difference for us when you amp. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, and if you do donate to liberty causes out there, I think that the AMP program's one of the better choices you can make with your liberty dollar. In that,
we've had people tell us they feel that way.
Yeah, in that we're out there getting we're converting people every day. We're out there making noise on the internet, and people are coming to us. You could just listen to the calls.
So true. We go back to Jeff, who's been doing some outreach of his own on a personal basis to an old friend from the military, and you had a conversation with him recently, and, you know, things got, I guess, a little bit heated, but you made a good point at one point when he brought out, you know, trotted out the old cliche of, well, if you don't like it here, then why don't you leave? You said, well, should Martin Luther King have left if he didn't like it? And that kind of stopped him in his tracks for a moment. You said things heated up still a little bit more after that. But, you know, the fact is, and you know this, Jeff, that that nobody's going to get converted the first time they hear the message of liberty. I mean, it took me years to get to the point where I am today. I think we can speed up that process. I don't think it has to take, you know, a decade or 5 years to go from believing in the government to not. I think it can be done in a matter of weeks if the person is exposed to the right messages. And so, you know, the fact that you're throwing those ideas out there is going to give him something to really think about at a later point. Jeff?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right about that, but it's definitely, for someone, I'm not saying, you know, take pity on me, but for someone to deal with that with people that they know personally and have the backlash is, you know, it's hard on you, you know. But,
sure.
Not to change the subject, I had a question, and I don't want to take up too much time.
Sure.
This is to do with civil disobedience.
And, okay.
I mean, I've decided that it's probably my time to start. I'm not going to go and not pay my property taxes yet. I've got a wife and a kid, so.
Yep.
I'm in Mark's boat there. But as far as, I think you mentioned on a past show that you had received a parking ticket and refused to pay it. And I was thinking maybe I should park in a metered spot, and when I get my ticket, you know, be like, you know, I pay for the roads to get fixed. You guys don't. How can you tell me you own them and I owe you money?
It's
and you can charge me money.
It's you know, I think it's an interesting kind of a protest, though you don't live in New Hampshire, so I don't know what kind of level of support you're going to have in the event that the government people decide to, you know, put a boot on your car and steal your car from you. So, I would have a tough time coming out from under the radar. I mean, when I was down in Florida, I would never have done any of the things that I do up here in New Hampshire. I mean, I was an activist down there, but not in the same way that I am up here. Because when you get around, when you're surrounded by people that also love liberty and are willing to help out to some extent, if anything, just provide moral support, let alone come to courtroom trials and things like that, and go out and be activists on your behalf. You know, when you've got that, it's much more emboldening. It's much more empowering. And when you're all alone and you're
it seems to matter too.
Yeah, when you're that lone voice out in the wilderness, man, they'll run right over top of you. When you say it, you mean it matters more. When you say it matters, you mean like when those activists show up to court and they sit in that courtroom and they don't stand for the judge. We've seen the judge. Literally, I don't know what you're doing there, man, but it's kind of distracting. Anyway, the judge, we've seen them just let these people walk out of the court. Oh. I didn't mean you should hang up. Anyway, we've seen judges literally just let people walk out of the courtroom that were driving with no registration and stuff like that. And I don't think those same things would have happened if it had been in any other place. I don't think that David, one of the activists here in the Keene area who was driving without a registration, would have been allowed to just waltz out of court with a suspended fine, which that means he doesn't have to pay the fine. He didn't. He had no real significant punishment beyond obviously having to show up in court. But would that have happened down in Florida if you or I had done that?
No.
No. So while I encourage people to be non-cooperative, I do encourage that. I also don't encourage, you know, bumbling into something you're not ready for. And I'm not suggesting that, Jeff, that you aren't ready for it. Probably mentally you are. You're probably fed up enough, you know, to go ahead and not pay the parking ticket. It's a little issue. It's not a huge deal, at least initially, but it could compound and they could, you know, throw extra violations on there, and before you know it, they're stealing your car and taking your driver's license from you, and then there's nobody else to back you up. So I think there's a time and there's a place for activism of that particular brand, and I think that time is now, but the place is also here in New Hampshire. But that said, if you want to go and do this, well, by all means, you should. I mean, you should follow what you feel is right for you. And if you feel that's right, then do it. Let us know how it goes. And who knows, maybe some of the listeners in your state will help rally to your side. But, man, you can't count on anything wherever you are. If it's not in New Hampshire, you really can't count on being helped out by anything. You can't even count on your own mother to show up to your court trial.
So, no, you really can't.
So that I don't want to discourage you, but at the same time I do. I want to encourage you, if this is something you've got in your head, to do your best to get to New Hampshire and then do it here. I understand he's trying to convince the wife to come on board.
It's an issue.
It's an important factor. But, man, if you can't convince your wife to come to New Hampshire, you're probably going to have a tough time convincing her to be cool with you not paying the parking ticket. I can't imagine that she'd be that much easier to
people are scared of these things. I remember I got a parking ticket in Washington, D.C. back in 1998, and I didn't pay it because I knew I was never going back to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
especially not in that vehicle. So, you know, they sent some kind of notification to my home, and my mother paid the parking ticket.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
Thanks.
Well, I mean, you know, what's the point in paying a parking ticket? All they can do is boot your vehicle. You don't live there. But whatever.
All right, 800-259-9231. Since you mentioned D.C., here's a little story from LouRockwell.com. Stephen Kinsella talking about the Heller decision, this recent gun case came out. He says it's mind-boggling that some libertarians are so naive when they think they can trust the Supreme Court to safeguard to establish, in the words of the LP chair, our rights, LP being Libertarian Party. They cheer on the central state that robs us daily as if it's some vindicator of our rights. But as William Grigg noted, the court only condescended to recognize a very narrow right to armed self-defense, but then put in all sorts of caveats and limits on it, stating the many permissible ways that the state may regulate it, thereby redefining the right to bear arms as a state-conferred privilege.
Right. Actually, what they did was essentially, they said that you have the right to keep arms in your home, mm-hmm. not really to bear them. Because if they allow these regulations, which, you know, they don't have to grant concealed carry permits, they don't have to grant open, some states don't have open carry at all.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't grant you a concealed carry permit and you're not allowed legally to open carry, well, what is there? You're not allowed to have the gun. If it's a big pain in the butt, if they make it onerous, you have to lock the gun up in a case in order to take it to the firing range to practice with it. What good is it that you have a gun in your home if you're no good with it and you can't take it with you?
That's a good question. As Kinsella, who is a pro-liberty kind of attorney guy, as he notes here, it's already begun. The fallout has already begun in other court cases. He says it doesn't take them long, does it? Not even a week later from the Heller decision, we have Mullenix versus BATF, in which the federal court relied on the Heller decision to rule against a firearms dealer who wanted to import a reproduction World War II-era German machine gun. No, the court said. Scalia made it clear that the Second Amendment is not unlimited and that things like sawed-off shotguns and machine guns can, of course, be regulated. See also U.S. versus Dorrison, decided on June 30th, just days after Heller, holding that because Heller makes it clear that the right to bear arms is not unlimited and may be prohibited in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings, then the law which bans possession of weapons solely on postal property is not unconstitutional as applied. So there you go. Within a week's time, you've already got two cases using the Heller decision as case law to say, hey, these regulations are A-OK.
Any old regulation will do.
So what does Heller stand for? He says, well, it makes it clear that gun limitations and regulations are perfectly permissible. Their only legitimate use, when the state thinks it's reasonable, is for self-defense against private criminals, not self-defense against public criminals. So down with this whole right to revolution. So the ruling really does help entrench government power. 800-259-9231 was not a pro-liberty ruling. It was just kind of a compromised one at best. More coming up. You Can Take Control, Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a